Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 12th day in the month of January 2026. It's a beautiful day and the Lord is in our midst. He's set to do a brand new thing. The Lord is already ahead of us in this new week, and that's why I want you to just take your time to just appreciate the King of Glory, the Lord of hosts, the mighty man in battle. Lord, we want to say thank you for all you do for us daily. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a continuation from a series we started yesterday, titled, What is Man? Part 2. What is Man? Part 2. Our aim for today is taken from In 10, In Christ Alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 39:2-41. And our memory verse is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, which says, As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Our Bible reading is taken from Galatians chapter 4, from verse 1 to 5. Galatians chapter 4, from verse 1 to 5. From verse 1 it reads, Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Yesterday I explained that God's original design for mankind was for us to have dominion on the earth and everything in it. However, man lost that dominion when sin crept in. But Jesus Christ came to restore us to our original state. I also explained that once you become born again, you become greater than everything around you, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Like we see in 1 John 4 verse 4. Unfortunately, many Christians are still living under the bondage of the devil. They have dominion as God intended originally, but fail to exercise this dominion. Beloved, you cannot exercise dominion as a baby Christian. Like we see in Galatians chapter 4 verse 1, we say, Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. To really take your place as a child of God, you must grow in the Spirit by praying and studying the Word of God diligently and regularly. Many Christians brag that they have been born again for many years. However, spiritually, they are still babies because they haven't grown as they ought to. Some Christians should have grown spiritually to the point of being able to raise the dead by virtue of God's anointing upon their lives. Yet they do not have the courage to lay hand on someone suffering from a headache. As a child of God, you should desire God's word so much because it is a food you need to grow spiritually. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Beloved, if you want to walk in the dominion that God intends for you to operate in, you should live by the word of God, just as you survive and function physically by eating food. Like Jeremiah, who said that he ate God's word in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, you must also consume God's word even more than you consume physical food. You must also pray regularly. In fact, when you study the word of God regularly, it will push you to pray, because as you study, you will find yourself longing to speak to the one whose word you are studying. Prioritize spending quality time with God daily by praying and studying His word, and you will indeed walk in dominion in every aspect of your life. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, to operate in your God-given dominion, you must pray and study the word of God diligently and regularly. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to someone today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.pacepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.pacepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye-bye.